My guest today is Io Perry. You can check out myspace.com/IOPERRY for more information on her music. We're going to get to some interview and some live stuff, but we're going to start with a track from her CD, Split Yourself in Two. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Io Perry. Hi, Io.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us. It's Stephanie's going to help me with backgrounds today. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Hi. So let's start first with what do you play? Obviously, you sing, and what kind of guitar
did
you play?
My main instrument is a bass, but today I have a harmony. I think Sears makes it. a long time ago. I don't think they do anymore.
Okay. But you say you started playing bass?
Yeah, I'm mainly a bass player, and when I play with a full band, I play the bass. But if I play acoustic, which I try not to, but I probably will more.
Well, you certainly will today.
I will today.
This actually come up a couple of times in the show before. It was, traditionally the bass player is in the band as opposed to the front person of the
right.
band. That seems to be the position of the bass player, and I consistently meet more and more bass players who want to take on that role of leading their own project.
Yeah.
Was that part of your thought process as well?
Not really, actually. I kind of fell into leading my thing. I always kind of just recorded on the four track myself, and I wasn't really planning on being a front person. And anyways, it just kind of worked out that somebody offered to help me make a record, and then all of a sudden I had to play it, and so I got in that situation.
All right. Well, why don't we jump into a live song, and then we'll get into the rest of it. What are you going to play for us first?
This is called Don't Count on Me.
All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Io Perry.
Don't want to hold you up before I let you down. If you're so good for me, why you're still around? Take your calls, wouldn't walk with you. If you're so good for me, do what the good ones do.
please don't forget your heart. Just walk away and leave me if it's true. You're so smart. Leave me. Wouldn't take your calls. Wouldn't walk with you. If you're so good for me, do what the good ones do. Pack up your things, don't forget your heart. Just walk away and leave me if it's true. You're so smart. Leave me. Ba-ba-da-da. 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 Pack up your things, don't forget your heart. Just walk away and leave me if it's true. You're so smart.
Beautiful, wonderful start to the show. Thank you. So you were saying before how you were in a band and someone suggested to you they could help you make your own project. Did they catch you in the bathroom writing lyrics down on toilet paper or something?
No. I was just playing bass in somebody else's band, and then I played him some songs, and then he offered to help me make a CD.
When did it all start for you, like writing your own songs? How did you know that you even wanted to do that?
I guess when I was 18 or something, it was my husband. No, it was when I was 21 that he became my husband, which he's no longer. But anyways, that's a long story. But he had a four-track, and so I just got bored and tried to do it. I wasn't really a musician. And then I just kind of did it because I was lonely. We moved to New York. I'm from Canada. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I just recorded for fun a bunch. I mean, I have a ton of tapes from then, but I didn't play them for anybody except, you know, him. And then I kind of put it aside. I was in many bands for years, like Old Hickory and Mount St. Helen and the Green and Yellow TV and Project K. And then I got a job as a bass player hired to in a band called Tito and Tarantula, and we toured for 4 years. And that was who then heard my newer songs and offered help with the CD.
Those early songs that you just were, you know, messing around, did you have a sense of what kind of songs you wanted to write at that time? Were you, was there certain artists that you were listening to at the time that maybe influenced you? Or was it completely experimental for you?
I'm sure everything I listened to had influence. You know, I loved Pavement and tons of bands. I don't really know what it sounded like. They sound not actually probably dissimilar to what the things sound like now, although not, you know, I didn't actually even understand rhythm or timing or anything.
Do you think your music, like as a solo artist, do you think it's evolved since you started?
I'm sure. I mean, I hope so. I know I have rhythm now if I'm not too nervous.
Which came to you first? Was it the ability to play the guitar or singing or songwriting? Or did it all happen at once?
I guess the guitar I could play a teeny bit, and then the bass. And I never really sang, I did some backups, but I never tried to be a lead singer or anything. I just kind of sang because I had to sing the songs.
Now, this album, I mean, you've had other music that you've worked on released before, but is this your first solo album?
No, I have a first whole record called Grey Bay, and that was the one that he helped me with. I did this by myself and with the help of my friends. But
this is also distributed by yourself? Or?
Well, actually, yes.
That's a lot of work, huh?
It is. I'm just making them. This is a handmade copy that you have. a handmade digipack, which I don't recommend trying to do. It's very hard to make them.
And time-consuming,
and
I imagine,
huh? Very, that probably about 15 minutes a CD. And it's not cheap, actually. It still costs about $3 a CD to make and 15 minutes a time. So that's like, whatever, $25 a CD or something.
If you include the time, yeah.
So in any case, I'm making a bunch. And I guess I'll put it on my MySpace or whatever. No, not MySpace. CD Baby.
Let's listen to another track from this CD. What do you recommend? What would you like to play?
What do you think, Stephanie? Oh, Grandma. Let's play Grandma, since we're not gonna.
Okay, second and last song. I don't, people don't number the tracks anymore.
I know.
On the CDs.
That's funny you say that, because I am doing it now. I realized I should have done that.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Io Perry. Stick around.
Oh, when Grandma came, she would sleep on the floor. A mattress made of air. She lay her head down, she didn't care. Boy, he had a song he did enjoy. He played it all night long, then switched to another song. Oh, with some time you could be sailing on a ship out at sea, the wind tossing you around. You think you're lost, but you're really found. You only knew all the things you could do. It'd make you try your best. You'd never second guess. Oh, with some time you could be sailing on a ship. I'd see the wind tossing you around. You think you're lost, but you're really found. You turn down, you think you're lost, but you're really found. The wind tossing you around. You think you're lost, but you're really found. Lost, but you really found.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Io Perry, myspace.com/IoPerry. Now, you know, a lot of solo artists, you know, it's just them and their guitar, and they do the coffee house circuit and everything. But listening to your album, which you produced yourself, it's a very full, textured sound. Once you realized that you had all these songs you wanted to record and produce, was it a mad scramble to find people to play with you, to form
no,
sort of a band?
Not really, actually. I never did play solo coffee houses. So, and a lot of people that played on here, everybody that did, I've played with in a bunch of different bands.
So they were already familiar with you and your music?
Yeah. We've worked together for years, actually. Roxy, Michael, he goes by now, played a lot of the guitars, and also Michael Rogilio, who I play with in Green and Yellow TV. And so, but then live, yeah, I had a few trouble getting people, but mostly I know a lot of people from other bands, so they'd help me. So I haven't played acoustic yet, but I'm playing next week on the 7th as part of the Pop Overthrow. And I'm going to do that alone because both my guitar players are not around. So I'm forced.
Is your live band sort of different from like what you would hear on the album? Are they mostly the same people, or does it change up a lot?
It changes up a bit. One guitar player who played, actually, he played on it a bit too. He's on the road with John Fogerty, which
nice.
I'm so happy for him because he loves it. And I mean, he loves him. And then he just got the job at the beginning of the summer. And then, I can't remember what the question was. Oh, yeah, it just changes up. Basically, I scramble to get whoever can play with me before, like a week before a show.
Nice.
We practice.
Well, let's jump into another live song. What would you like to play?
This is called, Dino's going to kill me. I named it wrong, and he got so mad, he had to point out that my lyrics don't say, okay, it says 4,400 miles, but it's 4,400,000 miles? I don't know. It's something like that. I have to ask Dino.
I'm gonna send you this MP3 later of your live performance. I'm going to call the song 44 something miles.
Something.
Maybe that's what the name should be. That's... Yes. In the end, you should call it 44-something miles.
I think I got it right on the new batch of CDs. It's wrong there. Which, what's it say there?
It says 4,400 miles on the CD I have.
It's 4,400, but it's 444,400. That's what it's supposed to be, which is what? 4,444 miles.
It's 4,444 is actually 44,000.
What is that?
That's 44,400.
Well, that's what it is. Somehow it's that. That's what I'm saying, I guess. That's what Dino says. So.
Well, whenever you're ready, Io.
Okay. Forty-four miles too high. Got something buried deep inside. Feel nothing, nothing there to see. Got nothing inside of me. It's just so hard to say, I need you more than you know. I miss you so. Please forgive me, I put the blame on you. You did nothing, there's nothing you could do.
So it's actually 4,444
and so that, miles. Does that equal 4,444?
Yeah.
Good. Then
yeah, it's 4,444. It would be 4,444.
And that's what I'm saying.
Huh? And it's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Tell me about this this songwriting thing you do. Are there certain themes that you tend to come back to in a lot of your songs?
Probably.
But are you aware of what they are? You don't know. It just comes out
well,
of you that
I
way.
Guess, I'm not aware. No, it comes out. It comes out of me that way. I guess I'm kind of sad. I guess I'm sad, but I didn't know it.
Do you prefer to write songs that are kind of abstract, or do you like to tell stories or about experiences that you had?
I guess ultimately I'd like it to be abstract, but probably it's not because it's just kind of based on my life and other people around me.
And what about your process? Are you someone that writes a ton of songs and then throws most of them away and just records a few? Or do you work each song all the way through to the end?
I guess I kind of keep everything I write, almost. Definitely there's a few that get thrown away, but I do kind of just work my way through something. I mean, if it sucks, then it does get thrown away. But some of them maybe I should throw away, but I keep. So I'm not saying they're all great, you know, but yeah, I kind of keep what I do.
Now, recording and producing this album yourself, you know, you don't have someone around you to kind of keep you in check and say, you know, maybe this isn't the right song for you, or maybe you should change this lyric. Do the people that you have record with you, do they collaborate with you at all or help you out in that way?
Well, they collaborate in the way that they play beautiful things that aren't, you know, I usually record on the Pro Tools first. I do my home version. I mean, I always write at home on the Pro Tools and make up a little thing. And then I play it for them, and then they usually, I didn't tell them what to play on the most part. You know, we figure it out together. But they don't say, geez, that lyric sucks. You shouldn't do it. I wish they would, but no, they don't do that.
So you have to
come in and play whatever they want. So they, you know, their styles definitely made that record too. It's not just me, but yeah, they don't help.
Well, let's listen to another track then.
Okay, this one. Oh, from there. Do you want to play? This is really silly, but I've been trying to do a song a week on MySpace, and my friend Marilyn did. We were bored one day, so she's responsible for the backup. It's not the best mix because I was in a rush. But yeah, let's play that because it's crazy.
One of the bands I had in here tried to do a song a day for a year.
Oh my god!
They got halfway through the year and
That's amazing.
They did about almost halfway through. I think they did like 120 songs.
Oh my god!
And they went completely insane.
I'm trying one a week and I'm already like 5 days late this week because something came. You know. I've only been doing it for like 6 weeks or something.
Why did you decide to do this? What was the motivation to try this project?
I just wanted to keep busy, like have motivation to just keep doing something and not really think about it and worry too much if it's good and just actually bored.
Well, cool. Let's play. which track is it? We're gonna try to play it off of your
first one.
Okay, we're gonna play it off the MySpace here.
Excuse the mix. It's not quite.
You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. This is Land of the Lost by I.O. Perry
and Marilyn Heidecker. On sound effects.
Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition that the greatest earthquake ever known. High on the rapids, struck that tiny raft and plunged them down a thousand feet.
Fantastic. So you're gonna have to tell me a little bit about the process behind this song. That, you know, having listened to your album, this is actually pretty different from a lot of the stuff I've heard you do before. This has a lot of, I guess, are those samples or is that from a movie? Is that you in the background?
That's Marilyn and my good friend Marilyn Heidecker, who she said she's not really a singer. Well, she's not a singer. She wouldn't mind me saying that. She wanted to record something. She's like, do something with sound effects. I can make great sound effects. So, anyways, her screaming.
Did you have a lot of fun putting that one together?
Yes, it was very fun.
Because it was a little bit different from songs that you're used to making.
Definitely.
Structurally, anyway.
Yeah, it was very fun just to try to hear something. And, you know, I never have done a cover before, so it was fun.
Now, this Song a Week project, has it been a positive thing for you? Have you found it sort of challenging you not to do the same thing over and over again? And
yeah, it's great just to not think and try to work really fast. I'm usually pretty fast, but not worrying about just putting it out there, even if it's not good, you know, because who cares?
Awesome. All right, let's do another live song.
But don't hold me to that, because I'm behind now, and I feel horrible, because I said I was going to do one.
How long were you going to do it for?
Sunday I was supposed to put a new one, but I'm actually, my friend is having me score a couple of things, which is really fun. I love it, but it takes me a long time, because I'm figuring out MIDI and all this crap I don't usually use.
How many weeks were you going to do the Song a Week project for?
Oh, I didn't make, I didn't say that. I just said every Sunday. And oh, you know, I was so excited at first. I put two songs up in 1 week. Now I'm going to take that one back. And I did a half song in the middle of the week. I did a half a week song.
I think she did.
All that
she
stuff I
should
have saved.
Fans.
I know those three, yeah. I should be allowed to put on now during this time that I'm very busy.
Yeah, you should do a song a day for a week and then just release them once a week.
You're right. Then I'll be
home. You have 7 weeks
free.
Off to go,
oh,
you know,
God,
do soundtracks
great.
And everything else.
Go to the beach.
Yeah. What would you like to play for us?
This song, I think, should we do, yeah, Saturday. And this, my good friend Dino, who I mentioned before, has this great show called Moral Oral. If you haven't seen it, it's on Adult Swim. It's kind of like a...
I've seen the commercials for it, yeah.
It's really, really good. It's beautifully done, and especially the new season's amazing. Anyways, he put this song in an episode, and
oh, cool.
It's on my MySpace. And well, actually, just a little edited of it, but it's the best way I would want a song to be in something ever.
Fantastic. Whenever you're ready.
I won't mess it up.
When you're coming home, where you been to, you could telephone, says the time when,
oh,
I'll start finding out that our love is.
Why do I always mess this one up? It's like the one I'm supposed to do good. Well, I'm going to start over again. I'm so mad. Well, I don't have to do the first verse again, do I?
How I miss you when you're coming home, where you been to, you could telephone, this the time when I'll start finding out that our love is just a passing thought. I kissed you on a Saturday and I missed you even more today. You know it kills me when you're gone so long. Said I'm sorry, oh, I was wrong. It's hard to see things how they are, looking closely, but it's very hard. I kissed you on a Saturday, and I miss you even more today.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Io Perry. Performing live versus recording. Obviously, you must have had a hell of an experience recording, putting this whole album together on your own. Looking for the bottle cap.
I don't know why. It's
there
practically
you go.
Empty.
And, you know, obviously that's a much different experience than being up there on a stage or even being in this environment. I mean,
yeah.
You know, recording, you're laying down the perfect track. You get to redo it as many times as,
yeah.
as you want. Is there one that you prefer over the other? Do you think of yourself as more of a recording artist or a live performer?
I love performing live. With that band, I mean, I performed for 4 years. We just toured nonstop all over the world, actually. It was really fun. So I love that. But actually, that was just as a bass player, and I have to say, it's so much fun. I love the bass. I'm not a bass player that wishes I was a guitar player. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously now I wish I could play the guitar better. But so I love live performing. It's great. With my own stuff, I still love it. But I guess because it's always a scramble. I've never got to tour. Like I'd love to tour with a band with my own thing. That would be probably like a dream, I guess. To do that, just play a lot of shows so you really get comfortable. We're always a little under rehearsed. I still have fun, but you know, there's something about when you've been on the road for a month, mm-hmm. and then everybody knows it so well, you can just try things and have fun.
You're not thinking ahead, like, oh, and then this chord is coming up, and then you're just playing the song like you know it.
And you get to play in front of all these different people and from all different places that respond differently, and oh, it's great. I love it.
And, well, tell me then about your sort of the first time that you went up on stage as Io Pery, you know, with everyone watching you as Io Pery and not as the bass player in that band.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
Was that difficult?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Were you able to overcome your initial nerves about it, or was the whole show about?
No, I was a bit. It's just the singing thing, because I've never thought of myself as a singer and as a lead singer, you know. Mm-hmm. I never thought in 100 years I would ever be a lead singer. I still say I'm a bass player when people ask me what I do. So, yeah, it was weird. And also, I mean, you can't just go back and hang out with the drummer and just think about rhythm. You know, you're thinking of so many things. And and I hate having to talk between songs. Oh, it's horrible.
Sorry.
No, it's fun. I like it. Yeah. I like it. I don't mean horrible. I mean great.
I completely understand. What kind of venues do you prefer to play in? I mean, I imagine with your band, you played for some large audiences and some small audiences.
Well,
but
with
as
my
Pery,
band, it's just always small audiences. do
you like that more intimate setting, or do you see yourself doing this project in a big venue somewhere?
Well, I don't see that, but I mean, I definitely enjoyed playing and with that other band that was very successful in places, certain countries. We got to play huge, you know, 45,000 festivals. Like, we played Viva La crazy festivals. And that's really fun. Or even if it's a room with a few hundred people and it's packed. But that was also high-energy music, which mm-hmm. I really enjoy playing. And my music's, you know, not that. A lot of them are slower songs, which in some ways aren't as fun to play, I have to say.
Do you get an urge when you're to maybe ramp them up a little bit?
Yeah.
Because of your past experience?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's some faster songs on the CD with the band. But when I play alone, I have to play the slower ones because, I don't know, I'm confused. I can't even remember the
question. Should we go ahead and play a fast one?
Yeah, that would be good. Oh, play one on there?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're not that fast. Sure, which one, Stephanie? Every Day? Every Day, I guess.
That's
the fastest one.
It's not the fastest one,
but play that one.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Io Pery. Check out myspace.com/IoPery. And this is the first track off of her album, Split Yourself in Two.
I'll swallow. I owe you an apology. It's not my usual strategy. Every day, ooh, I think of you. Of you. I know you quite well.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org. We're hanging out with Io Perry. Tell me a little bit more. You have some gigs coming up. This August 7th, you have Spaceland, and that's the acoustic show. Yeah?
Well, I'm going to play the electric, but it'll be solo. Unless anybody wants to play with me next August 7th, it's a part of the Pop Overthrow, and I go on first, which is early because it's a thing. It's like 8:30, I think.
And how do you usually find gigs for yourself?
Just call and ask them if I can play. I know a lot of the people from a while. But I'm looking for new places. Actually, there's some neat new places that I've heard of, and now I can't remember that I want to play at.
Do you like to play out a lot, or do you have to kind of space it around so that you don't get burnt out on performing?
No, I'd love to play. I need to play out a lot, because that way I won't get so nervous, especially if I'm going to have to play alone. But I'm not so good at getting the shows because, I know the couple of people at the Spaceland or Echo. But I know there's some neat new places. And there's probably places, in Long Beach and all sorts of places. But that kind of takes time to figure it out. And you got to write them and you got to write them back. And so I haven't been so good at that. But I'd like to do that.
And then you have another one coming up actually a few days. Oh, no, that's in September.
Yeah, that's in September at the Scene. And that's part of Jack's night. That doesn't ring a bell. I know I'm missing another part of that. But I know that Thailand's playing too that night.
Oh, and cool. Yeah, Thailand was just on this show a few weeks ago.
Yeah, they said, actually, I didn't put it together, but we share the same practice room. And it's just one room. And I didn't know. Anyway, yeah.
You know, it's like when you go to the music store and you think you're going to buy some new music. You're like, I need new music. So you end up, and inevitably what you end up buying, like you'll get home and then you realize it was either, produced or remixed or somehow associated with other music you already had.
Right.
And it's the same thing with the show. Like all the musicians, like I don't necessarily meet them through friends or referrals or anything like that, but somehow they always end up knowing each other or they're playing a show together or something like that. You can't get away from that.
I know. I guess, it's a small town.
Yeah, it's Los Angeles, a small town. All right, let's do another live song if you're up for it.
Okay. This is called Valentine. Okay. Half awake and in a state, lying there, waiting for day to break. Pretty pearls and your cartwheels, even a chorus line. Oh, you know, you sparkle so. It's not your time, my Valentine. It's not your time. So you're feeling left alone in your thoughts. No one's really home. Guns are black and dangerous as hell in your car. They may not kill you if you smile. The snow, it sparkles so. It's going to be so lonely. That's okay.
You just played a song that it just came out of you. It was the wrong song.
I'm like, why is this not?
Well, it sounded lovely to me.
Thank you very much.
This is the best part of it. I have no idea what's going on in the heads of the bands while they're playing.
Honestly, I don't either.
Do you think about thinking about modern music and what you hear on the radio and what makes a song quote unquote successful or sell a lot? Do you think about what things you want to avoid doing in your own music so that you don't fall into the trap of following trends or, you know, making music that isn't good?
I never thought of it at all. I guess I'm kind of out to lunch in the way that I don't really listen to, I mean, this is horrible probably to say, but I don't really follow the media or listen to mainstream, like the radio.
I wouldn't think that horrible at all. I think that's probably a good thing.
I do when I drive around, but I mean, I don't know who anybody is. It's embarrassing. Or shows or anything. It's good to keep up a little bit with pop culture, you know. You don't have to be consumed by it.
There's ever a trivia game that comes up.
Oh, forget it. I can't. I feel horrible. One of my dear friends has started a pop trivia night. By the way, if anybody likes this, it's that Rodolfo's. Every Wednesday or something. And it's, you know, really fun for people that know these things. For me, I mean, I had to go, but it was very stressful because I knew I would not be able to answer one question. And they're like, oh, you know, it's not hard things. It's just simple things like who's Lindy Lohan or... No.
Exactly.
Lopez or I don't know. But anyways, it was horribly stressful, but I have to support her. It's a great, you know, she's so excited and it's cute and everybody loves that kind of stuff.
So,
but yeah, I don't think, I just write what I feel like. I don't think of that. But mm-hmm. I guess the one thing I have been thinking about a lot is a lot of the songs do start kind of sounding the same because it's just me. And, you know, I strum the same dumb strum every time on the guitar and.
So those are things you want to avoid, is just repeating yourself.
I'm trying to repeat myself, but it seems like I can't stop repeating myself, which maybe that's a good thing to do cover. Maybe I should do more covers. I don't know. But then again, what can you do? You know, maybe then you throw out ones and keep some. I don't
know. Yeah.
But yeah.
Let's listen to another track from the CD then.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
It's Grandma or which one? So Lonely? Are we not going to play? Should we not play another one?
Oh, no, you'll play another one.
Okay, well, then I won't play that one. I'm going to try to play that one.
Here, go ahead and just pick one.
Sorry. Should we do Split Yourself in Two? Split Yourself in Two.
I'm curious, what's the significance of the title? I guess the album is titled after that song.
No, well, yeah.
But what's the significance of the title of the song
that
then?
That is true. Jeez.
While I count down the track to figure out which one it is.
Oh, shit. See, but I fixed that. That's great. I don't know if I can explain it for some reason. It's the simplest thing, but it has a couple of meanings. Split yourself into two sides of yourself. Split yourself into two people, the one that's the good person and the one that's the bad person, and try to keep the good person if it was a message. But it's not a message. I know exactly what it means.
Let's listen to the song.
Yeah,
we'll figure out what it means. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Io Perry. Split Yourself in Two.
Wasn't near you, couldn't hear you. Where you go to, I don't have a clue. So you eat slow, that much I do know. Heard you took a trip across Mexico. Oh, you drove on. You came for empty faces.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Io Perry. You can go to ioperry.com, myspace.com/ioperry. I'm just reading your MySpace here. It says, split yourself in two is aptly named because Io has successfully bisected herself into a brace of distinct sensitive singer-songwriters who will alternately vie for your attention, ultimately blending themselves into one, creating a lush, powerful musical entity.
Thanks, Dino.
Yeah. Still don't get it, but it sounds cool. Yeah.
Never mind. I have no idea.
Are you already... This is... obviously, you said this isn't fully released yet. You haven't put it up at CD Baby. Is it on iTunes or anything?
It is on iTunes. It's on a bunch of digital stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the hard copies, is that what do you call it?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Are going to be in about a month ready.
So is your plan to go around and promote this album for a while? Are you already working on another album?
No. No, I don't have a plan. Yeah, I guess I got to send it to, I don't know. Yeah. My plan is to hope that a couple of people want to buy it. And I'd love to, I was going to try to do a tour, but it's just too hard. I can't do it.
Well, and you're also bogged down with other musical projects. Like you were describing, you're doing soundtrack work as well.
Barely. I'm working on a couple of things, but my plan is to go with Where the Wind Takes Me.
Well, let's let the wind take us out of the show today with
one more
live song. I'll let you off the hook. What are you going to play for us?
So Lonely.
Whenever you're ready. Perfect. Perfect.
Exactly,
yes.
Thank you.
that's how you end the show. Fantastic. Io, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you, Stephanie, for coming with me.
And everybody go check out Io's show at Spaceland this coming Tuesday in Silver Lake.
Tuesday?
Isn't that Tuesday, August 7th?
Tuesday?
Yeah, yeah,
it's
Tuesday.
I thought it was Wednesday.
I only know because I have a show on August 8th, which
Thank
is a Wednesday.
You. That's great.
Yeah, so make sure you show up on Tuesday
yeah,
as well.
Tuesday. I have had Wednesday yeah. in my head for a long time. Thank you.
So why don't we just we'll sign off with just with another track from the CD, just
sure.
people something to listen to while I'm cleaning up here at Kill Radio. And by the way, if you want to hear this episode again, it'll be available for download tonight from myspace.com/thisisgood and should be podcastable on iTunes by tomorrow, as usual. Plus, my guest tomorrow is electronica composer George Serra. So tune in from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, as usual, on isgoodkillradio.org. What should we play, Io?
Grandma, maybe? This is a slow
Didn't we, I think we already played Grandma.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, earlier
oh.
on the show. Yeah. Grandma's old. She doesn't
my
remember.
Grandma on my yeah. mind. I don't know. Take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah? Take
Perfect.
It the wrong way.
Thank you.
I don't see that. Oh, yeah, there it is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5.
Yes, there you go. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Oh, you're kind. You're so blind. You think you know it all. I can see in front of me. You're headed for a fall. Take it. Don't take it the wrong way. You got nothing to show.